Hypnagogue Podcast 474.
Thank you. Thank you. What did you see in the picture? Listen. Have you ever looking down on a leaf and all of a sudden a butterfly? Or maybe it's the same way with trees. Cars become trees and the leaves become butterflies.
Music. make that decision. We don't pray in order to get someone. Where's the water going? Where did it lead us? They're not going anywhere.
feel is real.
And I am going to pull you aside right there, perhaps with your blood still pumping and your hips moving just a little bit. Very danceable tune, don't you think? I'll tell you what it is in just a minute. Hey there, I'm John Shanahan. I'm your host for Hypnagogue Podcast number 474. Thank you, as always, for taking the time to download and listen. We started off this time around with a collaboration. Quick story. Back in the 80s, I had on cassette Barry Cleveland's album Stones of Precious Water, and for years was just something I just turned to time and time again. Love that album. Don't currently possess it. Lost the cassette somewhere along the line, but I remember it fondly. So I was very happy to see that there was a collaboration between Barry Cleveland and Robert Rich. It's a fantastic album called Elliptical Passages. I kicked you off here with the track Beckoning Voices. After that, Bill Leslie with Cinque Terre from Paradise. Barry DeGroat and his piano with Serenity from Unspoken Conversations. And things got mildly weird with our friends Mount Maxwell from the album Birds of Paradise that was The Missing Day. Continued some weirdness with Umlaut with Anomica from Liminal Space. Another quick story. Many years back, on I think it was Waveform Records, there was a compilation that included a track from Om G called Coming Down, which to this day is one of my absolute favorite tracks ever. It's a fantastic down-tempo track. So I was very thrilled to see in my inbox a new single from Om G called What I Feel, and I felt like playing it. And another name that I've only heard from a couple of times over the years, always glad to hear from Ephemeral Mists. Their latest is called Spellbook of Protection, and I ended up here with the opening track. This is a great album, and again, just very danceable, very groove-filled, lots of kind of Middle Eastern flair to it. And that track was called The Umbral Majesty. So the first set's a little short this time around. I'm going to be honest with you. Submissions to the show have been slowing down, which is fine. And I find that I'm becoming a little pickier over time. But I have a lot of great music, because when you get right down to it, I've played about 6,000 tracks. And according to iTunes, I've got 35,000 of them sitting in here. So we can keep digging into the library, which we're going to do for quite some time without fear of repeating ourselves. I think I'm going to set this to shuffle and pick the songs thing, and then I'm just going to shuffle away and pull out some stuff that I think sounds good, because that's how it works on Hypnagogue Podcast 474.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, you see, the benefit in having a short first set in an episode of the Hypnagogue podcast is that means that you get to settle in for a longer second set. That was 10 tracks overall, 17 total for the episode. I hope you enjoyed the ride. Started off with Yulio from the album Venus. That track was Cyberspace. And once again, I haven't gone digging for when these came from. I'm tired. After Yulio, Mansoor off of Karma, that was Temple 2 Sympathia. Chris Herron broke out his guitar for Birchwood off the Sanctuary release. And then Anne Lycator showed up with her flute, her very wonderful flute, giving us the title track from Between the Stars. After that came the Ruxpins from This Time We Go Together. That track was Hand in Hand Towards the Stars. And then, did it get a little sexy up in here? Yes, it did. Thanks to Jeff Oster. Good-looking man himself, I'm just saying. King of the bowling shirts. Fabulous. Off of his Jeff Oster live release, that was Night Train to Sophia. Ocean gave us Coda 2 off their self-titled release. Then Prodrin, as I was skimming through or shifting through, what's the word I'm looking for? Shuffling through the library. This track came up, and I was like, oh, I like that. Who is that? And I thought, oh, I have not played Prodrin in forever and a day. Want to find out how long it's been since we played Prodrin? Okay, hold on. Okay, we haven't played Prodrin since episode 300. So yeah, it's been some time. After that, the Chanteuse Paulina Cassidy. While she was still Paulina Cassidy and had not yet shifted over to being Paulina Fay, the album was called Drawing Up a Storm, and that was Ocean Nymph. And we closed off with Gemini Tri from the Lemniscata release with Somewhere in Nowhere. Well, this is going to wrap up 2025 for us. Taking a good hard look at what 2026 is all about. Some mild changes on the way. Nothing to get too upset about. It's been 16 years, folks. Going on 17. Talking to myself in my little extra room. I'm talking to you, too, of course. Hi there. How are you? How you been? Good. Hold on. We'll get back to that. With, you know, little to no notice comparatively out there in the world. Maybe it weighs on a podcast host every now and then. Who knows? But, you know, right now, Johnny got to have his therapy. So we'll see what's happening as we go into 2026. But listen, for listening over the last year and for all the years that you've been listening prior, whether you were here from the beginning or you've just jumped on, I appreciate you being here, taking the time to download and listen, letting me bring you this great music. And as always, so many thanks to the artists who have been sending me music all this time. Because if it wasn't for them, the show would sound like this. And that's not very interesting, is it? No, it is not. Even worse, it sounds like this, me talking. Nobody wants that. Anyway, thank you all so very much for listening, for helping me put the show together. And I'm going to be back soon. I know last episode that came out, I said, ooh, the first show is going to be on the first of the year. I mean, isn't it enough that this one comes out on Christmas? Can't land these things perfectly every time. We'll see what happens. Until next time, my friends, I bid you all peace and power.